My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Right now on the BetQL guest hotline, we are thrilled to talk to Booger McFarland of ESPN, one of our favorite football guests to have on over the course of the football season. Booger, you're back on in D.C. with Grant and Danny, man. Thanks for the time. How you been?
Doing well, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good, man. Well.
We're fired up to talk to you. There's a ton of different places we can go to start here, but I want to begin with locally Washington, Jaden Daniels, and the Commanders, and your expectations for them this year, Boog.
Well, obviously, anytime you start a rookie quarterback, there are going to be ups and downs. I think of all the rookie quarterbacks, I think he is in not the best position, but I think he'll play the best. I think his demeanor, his poise, his maturity, he's got some decent weapons up there, as you guys know, led by Terry McLaurin. But overall, I think he's going to bring a different dynamic to that team. And from everything that I can hear, the leadership, how guys are already following him, I truly think the Commanders are going to be pretty good. I want to see how those defensive tackles play, though. You know, that's my position. And when you got Allen and Payne and Johnny Newton, those three guys have got to be dominant because of where they were picked and how much money they're making. Like, those three guys have got to be dominant for that defense. But overall, I think there's a reason for optimism in D.C.
What's your view on the Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels kind of marriage? Is that a good fit, in your opinion?
Well, the fit is really simple. If you're an offensive coordinator, your job is to find out what your guy does best and put him in positions to do it. And if that's what Cliff does, then the marriage will be fine. It's no different than any relationship. I don't know if you guys are married or not, but it's the same thing. Like, when you go home and, you know, your wife wants to eat sushi and you bring home Popeyes, like, things not going to work too good.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, things is not going to be right. So you got to find out what she wants, and then you got to cater to it. It's no different with Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels. And based on what I saw in the preseason, I think they're going to do that. The key for me will be when Jaden goes through a little bit of a groin spell, what does Cliff do to kind of get him out of it quickly? Like, what's going to be their go-to bread and butter? Like, every team develops an identity. What's going to be the identity? I think they got a major in empty formation or spread because Jaden needs to be able to see the field, and it's easier to see the field when it's spread out. And also, that gives him running lanes whenever he needs to get out of the pocket. Now, there's a difference because you still got to be able to run the football and be physical. So how does Cliff marry the two, being able to be physical while also having the field open enough where his young quarterback can see the field and get out and use his legs? I think that'll be key.
Booger McFarland with us on Grant and Danny. Like Jaden Daniels, Baton Rouge LSU guy with ties to that program. I'm curious. I mean, you must know Jaden a little bit, I would think, or have crossed paths with him at some point. If not, I'm sure you watched him closer than just about anybody. How much do you think he should and will run early on in his career?
Well, here's a little fun fact. Like, he doesn't really look to run. His eyes are always down the field. He's looking at throw the football. It just so happens that he probably runs 4-3 when he takes off. And so, you know, he's got to be smart because this is not college football, and he doesn't want to get hit. And you got to play this game for the next 10, 12 years at a high level. So he's got to be smart, but he's also got to use what God gave him. I think there's a fine line between running and making plays and being reckless. He's got to learn the difference. And, yeah, I've followed him closely. And I'll tell you this, guys. His first game at LSU was against Florida State. And that was, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, however my math is working. And when I saw him play, I was like, I don't know. But to see where he went from that game until the end of his career was as much improvement as I've seen from anybody. And I think the sky's the limit because he's starting to understand how to play the position. That position has really little to do with how fast you are or how far you can throw a ball. That position is all about the guy that controls the football, his demeanor, his decision-making, his accuracy. That's what that position is about. Like, I can name 10 guys that have been bigger, faster, can throw it 90 yards, but they all fail because that position is not about that. It's good to have it, but that's not what that position is about.
Follow our guest at ESPN, Booger. Booger McFarland joins us here on G&D. Let's stay in the division with the Eagles. That swoon last year was something. We all saw it, right? That collapse. I think they were 11-1 or so to start, maybe 10-1 to start the season, and they just fell apart. A lot of turnover, a lot of changing now. How are you viewing the Eagles this year?
I think it's the most important opener of any team in the National Football League based on what you guys just said. They were 10-1. They lost 6 out of their last 7. The offensive coordinator is gone. The defensive coordinator is gone. There's a rift, allegedly, between the head coach and the quarterback. Now you bring in new personnel. You bring in Saquon Barkley, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, and you open up in Sao Paulo, Brazil, against a team that a lot of people think is up and coming. They're the youngest football team, maybe, in the National Football League, the Green Bay Packers. They got a quarterback that just got the bag. And here come the Eagles with all the questions that they have. I think it's the most important opener of the weekend, because it could go one of two ways. If they don't start, 2-1, 3-0, then we're going to start back and we're going to talk about last year. And I think if you're an Eagle fan, you want to forget about last year as quick as you can.
Booger, on the flip side of that matchup, you mentioned Jordan Love getting paid for Green Bay. Can they push Detroit in the North? Do you think the Bears ultimately have anything to say about that with Caleb Williams in his debut season? How do you see Green Bay figuring into a division everybody seems to be handing to the Lions?
Well, I think it's going to be Detroit and Green Bay. I think it would be unfair to Caleb Williams to put him in a position to do something that not a lot of people have done in the history of the game, and that's a rookie quarterback leading a team to the playoffs. Like, it just doesn't happen a lot. So I think it'd be really unfair to ask that of him. And so I think we turn our attention into Detroit, Green Bay, and I think those two teams, based on how they finished, based on their trajectory, based on their roster, I think those two teams are going to be looked at as probably the favorites in that division. I would lean toward Detroit just because I just like their makeup. But if you told me at the end of the season that Green Bay won the division and was the number one seed, I wouldn't say that I would be really shocked. I think they're young, I think, but they're really, really close to being ready.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I know you spent a lot of time in that NFC South as a player. How do you see that division going this year? I've talked myself into a different team pretty much every day.
Well, it's a two-team division. It's Tampa and Atlanta. I think in the end, I don't know if New Orleans will have enough. Their offensive line, I don't know if it's good enough. And so I think it's ultimately going to come down to Tampa and Atlanta. And does Atlanta have enough defense? I don't know. They got to show me. I would lean toward Tampa based on the makeup of their team. Baker Mayfield had a really good season last year. That defense led by Todd Bowles is really, really good year in and year out. And if you just look at kind of where they've been, like for Baker to come in and follow Tom Brady and for that team to go to the postseason, I think the sky's the limit for them from the standpoint of winning the division, getting into the postseason, hosting a playoff game. And once you get into the dance, then it's about matchups.
Booger McFarland of ESPN with us on Grant and Danny. Love talking ball with one of the great football analysts in the country. Booger, what about tomorrow's game? We kick off the season with a classic rematch of the AFC Championship game with the Chiefs and the Ravens. Kansas City's trying to do something unprecedented and three-peat. In fact, only two other teams ever, three I guess it is, have ever been to three straight Super Bowls, and none of the other ones won all three. And then you got Baltimore with a two-time MVP and Lamar Jackson, who are one of the top teams in the AFC otherwise. How do you like their chances this year, both of those two teams in that conference?
Yeah, regardless of what happens tomorrow night, I think these are two of the best teams, not only in the AFC, but in the entire league. I think both of them are going to be right there when it ends. Tomorrow night is not going to be, I don't think, a microcosm of where they're going to be when the season is over. I think it's a good matchup. I think, this matchup tomorrow night could draw, 30 to 40 million viewers because of everything that's going to be going on. You got the Kansas City side, Mahomes and Kelsey and Xavier Worthy. Also, Taylor Swift and what she's going to bring. You got Baltimore. Derrick Henry's going to be there. Like, tomorrow's going to be a star-studded affair. And so it wouldn't surprise me if it breaks records for an opening game in the National Football League. It's a standalone game. It's the only game on. It's what you get when the championship is in your building and you raise a banner. It's going to be a fun night. And with that being said, I think the pressure is on Kansas City because do they really want to lose two openers at home 2 years in a row? I don't think they want to do that, and so I think the pressure is on them. Because if you're Baltimore, you got to look at it this way: Baltimore had a death on the coaching staff. They got a new defensive coordinator. They got some change. They're trying to incorporate Derrick Henry into the offense. It's going to take some time for those things to take effect. But if you're Kansas City, same team, except you added Xavier Worthy. Okay, you got Juju Smith-Schuster, you got Travis Kelce, you got that big offensive line, you got Chris Jones, and you got McDuffie, and you got all the things that they have. So Kansas City really brings in more answers to the questions tomorrow night than Baltimore does, but it still should be a really good game.
So if we agree that Kansas City's, and they should be, the favorite in the AFC West, who finishes second in that division, Bug?
Second in the West, wow. Talent-wise, you would say the Chargers, but I'm not really sure. The Raiders, if you don't have a quarterback, eventually that's going to catch up with you. Denver is intriguing. I'm not a Bo Nix fan. I got to see it on this level. Sean Payton loves him, but we'll see. Probably the Chargers.
Before I hit on college with you, just the transition to that level, we've talked about Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. You just mentioned maybe not being as high on Nix. I don't know where you're at on Drake May, who might play this year as well. What's your take on what we should expect from this rookie quarterback class in general?
Well, I think Drake May is he's probably got the farthest to go. Caleb is going to start. Seems like he's ready to go, but he's still going to go through growing pains. Drake May is just not ready yet, nor is the offensive line. So there's really no need to put him out there. J.J. McCarthy, he's going to miss the entire season with the knee. Michael Penix. If we see Michael Penix, that probably means something is drastically wrong with either the Falcons offense or Kirk Cousins, because they gave him $100 million to play, and I don't think they're going to set a guy that's making $100 million guaranteed on the bench. So, you know, those are the guys that you're probably looking forward to seeing. You know, Bo Nix, again, the jury's still out. I know everybody says he's a bigger version of Drew Brees, but I'm not gonna disrespect Drew Brees and compare him to a guy who spent 5 years in college and threw the ball, you know, 0 to 15 yards down the field a lot. I'm not gonna compare Drew Brees to that just yet.
Boog, before we let you go, I want to hop down to college for a second because you do a great job covering that level for ESPN as well. You tweeted something while I was watching that Florida State Shabingus the other night that was so good. You asked about a quarterback at Florida State, DJ Uiagalelei. You said, if you were a head coach and you handpick a portal quarterback and he struggles this bad, what do you do? And your point was, you don't really have equity with your team or with teammates, you know, of his to just let him keep playing. But then also, it's complicated because you just paid a guy a lot of money. What's the answer to that question? Because I view it almost like Florida State gave a contract out in free agency, and it's already a terrible contract. You were just referencing, like, you paid Cousins, you got to play him. This is kind of what we're talking about with NIL and a guy like DJU, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very similar, man. And if you're Mike Norvell, you got to figure it out, man, because to the point about equity, you know, when you've been through the fire with teammates, those teammates will know, like, they know you're going to bounce out of it. They know, you know, you got their back and they got your back. But when you have a guy who just showed up on campus 6 months ago, like, you don't really know him. Like, he's a hired hand. And he's proven through the first couple games that he's not it right now. And he may get better, but I think DJU is who he is, and who he is not very good. And I think if you're Florida State, you got to figure out what's next. I think Mike owes it to the team, and it's no different than the NFL. Sometimes you know, pass out a bad contract. Remember, Seattle gave Matt Flynn three years and $45 million, but they started Russell Wilson. Sometimes it happens. And in those rare cases, you got to bite the bullet and tell the GM, I made a mistake. In this case, if you're Florida State, you got to go to the collective and say, hey, I know we're paying DJ whatever the number is, $500,000 to $600,000, but I'm going to put him on the bench if we made a mistake. And that's where we are in college football. But it's a tough predicament to be in, especially when you bring the money, because the GM going to look at you like, well, you told me he was X. And that's kind of where Mike Norvell and Florida State are.
Is Cam Ward, the quarterback at Miami, as good as he played this weekend? He blew me away. And were there any other college quarterbacks on the short list that you would say also had kind of elite outings this weekend?
Cam Ward is as good. Nico Iamaviala at Tennessee is the real deal. Those two really stood out to me because they not only put up big numbers, but they played the game at a high level. Cam Ward went in the swamp amongst 90,000 and played like he was, you know, over there outside of the old FedEx Stadium in the parking lot, just throwing it around. Like, he just really looked cool, calm, and collected. And Nico, you know, Nico is handpicked by Josh Heupel. They paid him a lot of money, and so far, so good. So those were the two that really stood out to me.
Just wanted to get your thoughts in general, though, Boog, real quick about the landscape of college football. You referenced it a little bit. I'm happy for individual players, obviously. Get what you can get. I mean, the market says, get it, go get it. No, you know, quibble there. But with all the conference realignment, with sort of the death maybe of some of these rivalries and kind of this wild, wild west, you know, no CBA, you know, just sort of, I don't want to call it craziness, but I'll have a better word for it. Where is college football at right now to you, and how can it get better if it needs to?
I think college football is more and more like the NFL from the standpoint of money and general managers and rosters and performance and the length of the season. Where can it get better? I think the one thing that you got to do right now is there are two transfer windows, one in the spring. I think there only needs to be one. And most likely it probably needs to be at the end of the spring. You know, don't let a guy transfer as soon as the season is over and he's super emotional. I think, you know, there's got to be one window. And if you say that one window's in the fall, okay, then fine. I just think there only needs to be one. Mm. Right now, having two windows to transfer is not very good.
Booger, tell me you're doing primetime again with Berman.
Oh, yeah, Sunday night, baby.
I'm telling you, this is not an exaggeration. I got ESPN Plus a few years ago, a couple years back, for that show. I grew up watching it, TJ and Boom do that, and I still think it's just as good a football show as there is. You and him are so good, and I would tell all of our listeners to check it out. So you're going to do it every Sunday night?
Sunday night, on ESPN Plus, baby.
Love it. So good. Well, we appreciate you, man. It's awesome having you on the show. Always thrilled to talk to you, and we'll catch up soon.
All right, later. Have a good one, fellas.
Thanks, bud.
You got it. There's Booger McFarland of ESPN on Grant and Danny. Talks about both the pro and the college game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.